Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
In response to safety concerns and limited legal options, the Kenai City Council unanimously passed an ordinance creating a new traffic violation targeting drivers who use private or public property, such as parking lots, to bypass traffic lights or stop signs. The law prohibits motorists from leaving a public road, crossing through non-roadway property, and re-entering another public roadway. Offenders face a $75 fine, now part of the city's minor offense schedule. The issue gained attention due to drivers speeding through the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center's parking lot to avoid the Kenai Spur Highway intersection, posing risks to staff and visitors.
It's dangerous the way people have driven through the parking lot. It is such a hazard to our staff and visitors.
That was Executive Director of the Chamber, Samantha Springer. The ordinance excludes drivers traveling between adjacent lots or those parking. Kenai Police Department's Chief David Ross.
The way this reads is you have to leave public property through private property and return to public right-of-way in order for this to apply.
To support enforcement, the city will add speed bumps and no-through traffic signs. Police can only cite violators if the act is witnessed or verified. The ordinance takes effect 30 days after its June 18th approval. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more news.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly voted 8-1 to add $4.7 million to next year's school budget, fully funding to the cap and raising the borough's contribution to the school district from $57.6 million to $62.3 million. Mayor Peter Michicki warned the move pushes education's share of the property taxes from 38% to 44%, calling it the very mathematical definition of unsustainable. The meeting also saw a failed attempt to funnel nearly $2 million more into the current year budget, which the borough attorney said violated public notice law, a move Mayor Michicki was not fond of.
We would have been together in a courtroom proving the fact that that was not a legal maneuver. I mean, aside from it being, I called it a cheap shot, they didn't like springing a $2 million amendment without any notice to the public.
Despite opposing the increase, Michicki's mill rate cut passed, meaning homeowners will pay less in property tax. He praised borough staff for reducing expenses by over $428,000 in high inflation year, but criticized the district's growing fund balance and falling enrollment. Michicki plans to form a task force to explore long-term reforms, warning that without changes, property taxes could spike again soon. And the world-famous Bear Cam at Katmai National Park is back for its 13th season, streaming live from Brooks Falls starting Tuesday, June 18th at noon. Viewers around the globe can watch brown bears in real time as they fish for salmon in the rushing waters of the Brooks River. Some bears catch over 30 salmon a day during peak season. The 8-camera live stream, hosted by Explore.org, runs throughout the summer and has become one of the internet's most beloved wildlife experiences. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
Police are reminding residents to always wear life vests on the water after a woman drowned on the Chattanooga River. Alaska State Troopers say 67-year-old Joy Maple of Fairbanks was not wearing a life vest when her raft overturned on Tuesday. Troopers found Maple dead in the river. Alaska State Troopers say life vests are required by law for anyone aboard any type of vessel in the water, aside from pool toys or inner tubes. Police are releasing the identity of three Alaska State Troopers who shot and killed a man during a warrant arrest in Houston. The Department of Public Safety identified the troopers yesterday as Jacob Barker, Cody Haley, and Edward Owens. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.